Four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier died today during an Israeli military raid on a refugee camp in the West Bank. Two of the dead Palestinians were members of the Hamas faction, suspected by Israel of preparing bombs for future attacks. In a separate incident, Lebanese guerrillas from the Hezbollah faction attacked Israeli military posts in disputed territory in the north. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem, and he joins us now. Peter, let's talk first about the Israeli raid on the refugee camp. This was near the West Bank city of Nablus. What happened there?
Well, witnesses said several Israeli tanks pulled into the Asgar refugee camp before dawn. The army was moving against suspected Hamas bomb laboratory, officials say. The tanks were met with gunfire. One soldier was killed. The troops responded with their own bullets and an anti-tank missile. Witnesses reported a series of explosions inside the building. The army later said it found explosives inside. We had one Hamas member killed by gunfire. A second died when the building collapsed. And then two more Palestinians died, one of gunshot wounds and another of tear gas inhalation, according to Palestinian medics.
Now, Hamas officials responded to the violence today by saying that they remain committed to the ceasefire, which was declared 5 weeks ago by Palestinian parties. But at the same time, they said Hamas fighters would respond to this raid. So how do they explain that contradiction?
Well, there are any number of contradictions when you talk about this ceasefire. Hamas and other Palestinian factions, for instance, believe Israel is obliged to halt its military raids for this three-month duration of the Hudna, or ceasefire. Israel never agreed to that and is unlikely to. They're concerned that the factions are using the truce to rearm and plan fresh attacks. What is troubling about this raid to some is that even Israeli security officials agree that of all the Palestinian factions, Hamas has been the most disciplined about sticking to the ceasefire. The Al-Aqsa brigades, by contrast, have been responsible for most of the violations. Palestinians and some Israelis are afraid that this will lead to more violence, that even if this is only an isolated retaliation, if there is one from Hamas now, at the end of September, when this Hudna is over, it won't be renewed because Palestinians will be angry over what they consider Israeli violations.
Mm-hmm. The second incident, Peter, this involved Hezbollah guerrillas operating out of southern Lebanon, who launched a mortar and machine gun attack on Israeli positions in the disputed Sheba Farms area. The Israeli Air Force then responded with airstrikes against Hezbollah positions. What prompted this attack?
This was the first attack in that area in about 6 months, more than 6 months. A week ago in Beirut, a Hezbollah official was killed in a car bombing. Hezbollah suspects that being an Israeli assassination. Whether that's true or not, it's most likely the reason for today's attack. This is land that wasn't evacuated when Israel withdrew from southern Lebanon in 2000, and a Hezbollah leader today said more attacks may be in the works.
Okay, thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Melissa.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.